Projects that promote transit-enhanced neighborhoods can get special permits for higher and denser development. But are developers getting a sweet deal at the expense of workers who need housing they can afford? CivilBeat.org reporter Stuart Yurton has today's reality check. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Okay, so this idea of transit-oriented development that we've been talking about for such a long time was, you know, put out there to create more affordable housing around transit, you know, workforce housing, senior housing, all around rail. Now, it seems that's not exactly happening with some of these special permits. What kind of projects are getting them?
So we've seen three down near the Alawana Center Terminal, or the site of the rail terminal there at the end of the line so far. One that was approved is a condo hotel down at the corner of Atkinson and Kapi'olani across from the Hawaii Convention Center. So that's one hotel. There's another one that is behind Walmart on Sheridan Street. That one is a condo, luxury condo project. That one has stalled for a while. And the one that's going before the Department of Planning and Permitting today is another hotel. This is a full-service hotel with about 444 rooms. It's a really big project.
I've heard you say the word hotel a couple of times, the word condo a couple of times, luxury at least once. Doesn't exactly sound like some of this transit-oriented development that would be enhancing neighborhoods in the way that we've sort of been talking about for a while. How can this be happening?
Well, part of the problem or part of the issue is that the ordinance is a little vague on some of these things. The ordinance talks about things like creative catalytic redevelopment, and it talks about projects that will create a sort of mix of jobs and employment opportunities, support intermodal transportation or sort of rail transportation, talks about a mix of housing, talks about public space, and other things that I think we can kind of envision as being a lot different from a hotel. But the ordinance which guides this, does this development, doesn't really say a project has to have X, Y, and Z. It gives the Department of Planning and Permitting and ultimately the City Council discretion to kind of ultimately say, yeah, this meets our idea of transit-oriented development.
Okay, so that language, though, creative, catalytic, it sounds a little nebulous and certainly gives developers a lot of latitude. How can then we be sure that there's going to be some place for people who need affordable housing, rentals, all of that, seniors especially? How do we ensure that there will be a place for them?
Well, that's a really good question. There is one bill that Councilman Brandon Elefante has proposed, and it's making its way through the council right now. The bill is Bill 15, CD1, and it would rein in some of this activity and create a affordable housing requirement for these projects that are getting the special sort of it's a special permit that the transit-oriented development projects get. So this bill would require developers to set aside a certain amount of their project for affordable housing on site, and it would require it. It's not nebulous.
Okay, so how about the idea, though, that we've heard floated too, well, what about trading off space? If this is going to be given certain waivers to get higher and denser and is more maybe luxury or is certainly midline and up, how about being able to trade off some space to be able to create places for people who are in the lower economic echelon?
Well, that's kind of the idea now. So just to back up one moment, the ordinance as it's written basically says we're going to have a deal. If you're a developer and you want to come in and develop something, we'll waive limits on height, density, other things that make it hard for you to build what you want to build, but we want things that will help fulfill this vision. one of the things they can, the developer can do, is provide community benefits. Community benefits can include affordable housing. So the affordable housing can become part of the deal between the city, which is giving a green light to these projects that otherwise couldn't be developed, and the developer, which is sort of getting this special benefit. So that's kind of what happens and what's happening. And those are the discussions that are going on now. This particular project would have 68 units. This is on Kapi'olani near Keamoku Street, and it's the units would be above the Walgreens parking lot.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens both with the bill in the city council and also with some of these developments. Thanks very much for the story.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today we spoke with Stuart Yurton.